Chapter 8, Extending the Triumphs of the Cross.
He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. As this wonderful, priceless gift was bestowed, the whole heavenly universe was mightily stirred in an effort to understand God's unfathomable love, stirred to awaken in human hearts a gratitude proportionate to the value of the gift. Shall we, for whom Christ has given his life, halt between two opinions? Shall we return to God only a mite of the capabilities and powers lent us by him? How can we do this, while we know that he who was commander of all heaven laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and realizing the helplessness of the fallen race, came to this earth in human nature to make it possible for us to unite our humanity to his divinity? He became poor that we might come into possession of the heavenly treasure, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. See 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. To rescue us, he descended from one humiliation to another, until he, the divine human, suffering Christ, was uplifted on the cross to draw all men to himself. The Son of God could not have shown greater condescension than he did. He could not have stooped lower. This is the mystery of godliness, the mystery that has inspired heavenly agencies so to minister through fallen humanity that in the world an intense interest will be aroused in the plan of salvation. This is the mystery that has stirred all heaven to unite with man in carrying out God's great plan for the salvation of a ruined world.